Explorer, writer, and conservationist John Muir was born in Scotland in 1838. He attended the local schools there until he was 11. Then his family moved to America and settled on a farm in the state of Wisconsin. John's father was strict. His family worked from dawn to dusk. John received no schooling, but he taught himself mathematics, literature, and philosophy. Whenever they were allowed a short period away from their farm chores, Muir and his younger brother would wander the fields and woods of the countryside. John became more and more fascinated with the natural world. He also became an inventor, carving unusual but practical machines in wood. He made wooden clocks that kept accurate time and created a device that tipped him out of bed before dawn. In 1860, Muir took his inventions to the state fair. The charm and ingenuity of his wooden creations were praised in the newspaper. Later that year, he entered university. His grades there were good, but after 3 years, he left to travel the northern United States and Canada, doing various kinds of jobs as he made his way through the still unspoiled land and studying the local plant life wherever he went. In 1866, he was employed as an engineer and foreman at a carriage factory in Indianapolis. While working at the shop, however, Muir was blinded by an eye injury. When he regained his vision 1 month later, Muir made up his mind to leave factory work and to study nature. That began his years of wandering. He walked 1,000 miles from Indiana to the Gulf of Mexico. He sailed to Cuba, later crossed the Isthmus of Panama, and then sailed up the West Coast. He landed in San Francisco in March 1868, and from that point on, though he would travel around the world, California became his home.